Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. Advocacy is nothing new for Ashley Bowman. The paralegal is a longtime activist in Coburg. She is a community leader for the LGBTQ2+ youth for many years. It is one of the many causes she champions regularly. More recently, Ashley has taken up a new initiative to help others during the pandemic. She has created a group called Mask Up Northumberland earlier this month, and I will let her tell you why.
So Mask Up Northumberland is an initiative that came from an idea when I heard a few weeks ago that there was a massive anti-mask protest planned for our area on Saturday, August 1st. So when I heard of that, I just thought of what was a peaceful way to counter protest that initiative. And I thought that giving away masks, reusable and disposable, would be a great way to have a peaceful counter protest.
Ashley is concerned people may be getting complacent.
I just wanted to show that in this area, while there seems to be a very strong anti-mask voice, there's also a very strong pro-mask or people that understand that COVID is still a real threat.
This is more than just getting people to wear a mask.
The real human rights issue here is if we are mandated by public health to wear a mask, then I believe that access to masks should be free. So any person that is in need of a mask can get one.
But there's another dimension to it as well.
I'm not there to debate or engage. I'm not there to change anyone's minds or opinions. I'm just there to provide a service of free masks for anyone that may need one.
The public has responded positively.
It's been all very positive. I have yet to receive anything that has been negative.
Besides helping people, it's also about advocacy.
It's just important to me because I want people to know that they might share similar opinions as me and to know that there are voices speaking out. Because I've gotten a lot of people messaging me and saying that they're, you know, they may not have had the gumption to stand up, but they're glad that somebody is.
Ashley gives away her masks on Saturdays. It's the same time as another group holds protests in front of Victoria Hall.
When I was more visibly downtown, technically right beside them, but no one came over to engage, which is totally fine. Again, I'm not looking to debate or change anyone's mind. I'm just there to provide free masks for people.
Ashley's donating her time and resources.
So far, because I've been a sewer for many years and worked at Fabricland many years ago, I have a massive fabric stash. So I've just been using the fabric from my stash so far. But we have been given some donations by people walking by that are interested in our cause. So moving forward, if needed, we will be purchasing newer fabrics.
What are the next steps?
I think what's next is I'm hoping to get more people interested so that it's not only just me walking around downtown with masks. I'm hoping to get other people walking around in various parts of Northumberland handing out masks. We will need more masks, but also if people are interested in donating fabric or masks, that will be great.
Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular Current Affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca, or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.